Joining us now to talk rugby from the heartland is the man who runs the website, rugbyheartland.co.nz. Kevin here. G'day, Kevin. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. I still feel a bit bad dropping a little hint to you last Tuesday and then the whole world knowing about it on Thursday. But, hey, my lips were sealed.
Yeah, I know. It didn't come from you, did it? So so well done on holding that secret in for as long as you did, mate. But we've had 2 weeks of Rugby Heartland being the most talked about rugby competition in the country, what with Sam Kane and then Ma Nonu. I mean, that's got to be pleasing. You'll be looking at the hits on your website, mate. They'll be booming. You'll be able to charge premium for your ads now.
Oh no! I mean, it's been just wonderful. It really has. I mean, you know, tongue in cheek, I was saying other players are saying, why can't I be on a bench somewhere? But you know, it's sort of like, yeah. I mean, the great thing though with the East Coast one is word has it that Ma'a is going to continue with the squad for the rest of the season. So I guess that rumour will be finally put to bed when I see the team line up later in the week.
Yeah, of course, they're away at West Coast. And, I mean, you know, how good for the rugby fans of the West Coast. You know, first Ma shows up on the East Coast riding on a horse. He rides a horse into the stadium. What's he going to ride into the West Coast, do you think?
Well, I don't know, maybe a stagecoach, you know. The old days there, they used
Wild
to travel
West.
Over to the West Coast on stagecoach. So.
Yeah, maybe, mate. Now, we've got some, that's going to be an interesting game. West Coast will be gunning for a win after they got pipped at the post by Wairarapa Bush last weekend, 19-18. So they'll be well up for that. And, of course, East Coast will be riding a high.
Well, they will be. And, I mean, and I... I mean, let's look at the results as they stand. I mean, they've been in games that they've only, you know, they've got 4 bonus points and they've only dropped a couple of games by less than 7. So they'll be giving the West Coasters a decent crack for the Arthur Fong Trophy so that they play for. So it'll be, I think it's the Arthur Fong Trophy. But, yeah, it'll be an awesome game. It'll be one that the West Coasters will come out in their droves to see.
Yeah, indeed, mate. Now, we've got a couple of big matchups this weekend in terms of the pointy end of the table. One of those, South Canterbury versus Whanganui, that is going to be a huge match for both teams, isn't it?
South Canterbury are already calling it the second test of the year. You know, and they are really pumping this up. This is the game. Basically, Whanganui are in quarterfinal stage now. They pretty much have to win every game to have a chance to be in the Meads Cup. And, I mean, they've got South Canterbury this week. They have King Country next week. And then they round out their season with Thames Valley. So, you know, you can probably easily say 5 points against King Country in a fortnight. But they've got to play the top two teams. So if they want to be in the Meads Cup, they have to earn that right to be there in the top two.
Yeah, they do, mate. And the thing is, if they look over their shoulders, there's Horowhenua Kapiti on 18, Poverty Bay on 16, Mid Canterbury on 16, and all those teams are playing each other.
True. And the one that's probably going to upset everybody in that middle pack will be Bull and North Otago this weekend. I mean, North Otago snuck the victory against Poverty Bay last week. And held South Canterbury honest and only went down by 6 points last weekend to South Canterbury. So Buller, they actually played well against the East Coast and they've been building really well. And to go up there and, you know, under the pressure they were under and still walk away with a bonus point, don't discount the Buller boys getting up at Westport over North Otago, and then that will really bring the pack together again.
Yeah, it would do. I kind of hope North Otago win, though. Because if they do that, they could easily burgle a position from someone and we could see one of the big boys on the outside looking in.
Totally. I mean, a 5-point walk away from North Otago would put them on 20, and Whanganui are sitting on 20 if they don't walk away with at least a bonus point from South Canterbury. I'll tell you, the calculators will be out in force.
Yeah, they will, mate. They will. All right, well, let's have a quick look then, and I'll get some tips from you before we run out of time. So North Otago to beat Buller, you reckon?
No, I'm going Buller North Otago, and the game kicks off at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, it's an early one, that one. Thames Valley, they should be too strong for Horowhenua Kapiti based off what we saw last weekend, shouldn't they?
They will be. Horowhenua had a chance against Whanganui and just totally threw it away. So I'd go to the Swamp Foxes there.
Yeah, I wired up a bush. They should be too good for King Country, do you think? I know that neither have been great, but the Bush at least have got a win under their belts now.
Yeah, no, Wairarapa Bush, they're playing for the Meads banner, so against King Country, and that game's been moved because of the lockdown restrictions. That was going to be at Tikawiri. It is now going to be played at Owen Delaney Park, but in Taupo. So Wairarapa Bush have known this and have planned for that, so it's no shock for them for a ground change. So I'll go Wairarapa Bush there.
Yeah, and Mid-Canterbury too good for Poverty Bay?
No, well, I mean, Mid-Canterbury have been up and down, and I'm actually going to go for, this is my upset of the round, I'm going to go for Poverty Bay to upset and get a close win over Mid-Canterbury.
And then South Canterbury, Whanganui, I mean, that's a coin toss.
Oh, can I say a draw?
Sure, it's a draw. Get on the draw. They always pay well. Yeah, they'll be paying 26s or something.
It'll be paid at least 20 to 1.
Yeah, good stuff. Kevin here from rugbyheartland.co.nz.